The specialists are back with our episodes 5 through 7 recap of The Trust, A Game of Greed. Netflix just dropped the latest 3 episodes. Only one left. We are already down to it. Might be the easiest series we've ever done, Will. Only 3 episodes needed for us, at least. But we've had 7 episodes of the show.
And wait, are there only 3 episodes left?
There's only one episode left.
Okay, wait, okay. That's what I was like, there seems like there's only one episode left.
That's
which seems insane.
I know. And we'll talk
it's an 8-episode series, and they release them in 4 episodes, then 3, then 1. Is it like a 90-minute finale? I know there's only one trust ceremony, but I'm a little confused on how this show is gonna end. We probably don't want to start with that. We probably want to recap what we just watched, but this show ending, I don't know. I feel like it can go a lot of different ways.
Well, let's throw this out there, though, because this came from Goombas today, 3040, 8 hours ago. They commented, I watched the newest episodes today, and I hope the ending is similar to The Traitors, where everyone has to say they're sticking with the trust before the game ends. Also, the most poetic ending would be Brian and Jake voting out Julie and saying they'll split the money just for Brian to have a heel turn and vote out Jake and be the sole winner. Do you think we're going to see a Traitors type ending to this show where everybody has to be in agreement and there can just be voting until everything is done? What do you think is going to happen?
Again, I don't know if this is the best place to start for an episode. Whatever.
But I think it's worth bringing up.
Recap. But I am very interested. I think it is a very fun discussion. And hey, maybe our episode 5 to 7 recap is us just like, you know, trying to figure out the best way for the show to end. I do think we're going to get some sort of like prisoner dilemma. Mm-hmm. Like, are you in on the group or do you want it for yourself? Maybe some Jeopardy style bidding where you're now bidding how much you're going to take of the final pot, but the lowest number wins. So you can't bid too high. But if you don't bid, if you bid too low, then you're not going to end up with anything. I don't know. I think there's so many ways this could go. And I think we talked about this last week. I'm okay with multiple winners. I think that's fine. I think this show is going out and doing something very different where we're voting people out each time, or you have the chance to, but you don't have to. That's the premise of the show. That's the baseline. You all came here and you are winners when you stepped in here because you all have a share of this money and you don't have to vote anybody out. Now, obviously, that was never going to happen. The show is never going to let that happen, especially with some of these offers that we're seeing.
Especially in this episode.
And I can just see it now, this show being in development and being pitched around. Like, what if they all agree to split it? And then you go, well, no, obviously, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to give someone a huge offer to just eliminate themselves from the game, as we saw with Jay. Mm. Or, you know, we're going to make it so you have to vote if you want this much money. We're going to guarantee you this sum of money as long as you cast a vote. And again, once you cast a vote, I know there's the whole tie thing, but you're pretty much then you're going to rally other people to vote. And so I think they did and that was my favorite part of these episodes, was how they layered the offers so nicely. They all worked together to produce really interesting outcomes. And I was kind of worried on that last one. We're going to pick 3 random people to not vote. And then you don't even, the person at the offer, Brian, doesn't even get to see the 3 names. I'm like, that's a misstep, because I always believe if you have more information as a player, then you can strategically make decisions. But because the information was hidden from everybody, then we have all these other players that say, hey, I can use that to my advantage.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of, it was an interesting dilemma for Brian at the end, and we'll talk about each of these offers and everything throughout, but it was an interesting dilemma for Brian at the end because Brian was put in a situation where they told him, if you don't take this, somebody else will get it. And we're not going to tell you who. And they said it was going to be random. And I didn't feel like it was going to be random. I felt like it was going to be, okay, Tolu, here you go. But we'll talk about that when we get there. But the thing is with Brian's dilemma, they were in a good position of, no matter what 3 people, really the worst 3 people for him, didn't vote. Pretty much no matter what position they were in, they were going to have the numbers. And he assumed Gasper was with them. So, and he assumed Lindsay was with them. So it was really like Tolu's going to go home if anybody goes home anyway. It really doesn't make a difference. But
But it allowed this cover for Gasper. Sorry to interrupt you, but that's what makes this work, that it is random, is that now the other players can cast a vote like Gasper did and be like, oh, Tolu and Lindsay, they voted for each other, but Lindsay's vote didn't count. She was one of the people whose votes didn't count, and that's a great cover story. So they are arming the players to undermine each other by these offers. And I think that was really, really well done. And I initially was like, that's so stupid. Why is it random? And it's not only random, Brian doesn't get to see the names. So it's like,
he didn't get to vote.
he got to vote, but they didn't know going in. So I have to say I was immediately correct, because we often talk about that. It's like, we talk about this on the Traders podcast. It's like, why don't they tell them how many traders there are? What is that getting us? It doesn't seem like you're arming the faithful with enough information in the game to play it effectively. But here, I immediately thought that, and then that was immediately, it was answered once Gasper was like doing this. I'm sure we'll get a confessional. I hope we do, where it's like, I knew people couldn't vote, so I could toss my vote and say, hey, I didn't do it, because who knows what votes counted.
Yeah. And Gasper kind of gives his reasoning a little bit there at the end, where he's saying, you know, I wanted to get Lindsay out of the game. I didn't trust her, whatever. She was playing for herself, and it gave him a little bit of power. But I hope we get a little bit more confessionals, because I will talk a little bit during this episode about a lack of confessionals at key times, which are really important. But I do, people tell us we don't do this enough, and YouTube is telling me we don't do it enough, essentially. So like this video, subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to this and you haven't liked the video and you haven't subscribed to the channel, do both of those things.
Especially if you're listening to the traders recap, like, you are rolling with us.
This is the trust, Will. This isn't the traders.
Oh, sorry. The trust. Sorry. I keep getting these shows confused. I'm also, I watched the 20-minute preview that's out right now, if you haven't checked it out, of Deal or No Deal Island, which, you know, I'm watching this show and it's the offer. And what's Deal or No Deal all about? It's about, here's an offer. Make the deal or no deal. Mm-hmm. And that's such a key phrase and word of that show. And I'm almost thinking, like, man, if these two parties could have like gotten together, like if the trust was in development and then someone had the idea, hey, Deal or No Deal is a hit franchise for NBC, let's bring that back. And they got together. I think this could have been like a great marriage of a hit show with a format that really fits Deal or No Deal as a theme, and it's Deal or No Deal on these offers. Now, obviously, they're very different. The Deal or No Deal Island has a little more levity and is kind of laughing at itself a little bit more. This show, again, is very serious. They did some weird things tonight where we had, like, Jay, like, fart during a confessional. Like,
that was funny. She multitasked.
Yeah, they do. They throw in these like weird humorous bits, but all in all, it's like a very serious show. So I don't know. That just crossed my mind. It's like, wow, we have these shows about offers and deal making, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know with Deal or No Deal Island. I don't know what the legs on that are. I mean, we've talked about that, and I'll watch the preview. So during the Phil and Will show next week, we can talk about Deal or No Deal Island. Maybe we'll have to throw that in, because
it wasn't that bad. Yeah. I was expecting worse. I mean, I get it. I get how that show got together, like with Deal or No Deal Island. It makes sense.
And all of that was to say, like the video, subscribe. Okay. If you're not subscribed, but you're listening to The Trust, A Game of Greed, you should be subscribed. And we've been killing it with views on the channel, but YouTube's telling me that a lot of those views are coming from people who aren't subscribed. So I got to start talking about subscribing.
Lame. No one wants to hear that.
I have to do it anyway. So, yeah. But here's my biggest confusion. And why in the world did they not have a confessional from Julie after she got her 15 grand? That really bothered me. And here's why it bothered me. Because that is the first time somebody actually took one of those deals and got money from it. Now, obviously, she had to take the offer. We didn't hear her say a word about getting the $15,000, which we were both wrong. We both thought it was going to be between like $25,000, $30,000. It ended up only being $15,000. Why do you think they chose to omit that? And at this point, does Brooke and the production team even know how much money the trust has in it? Because they haven't told us in any of these episodes. They told us.
No, I was going to bring this up. They did tell us at the start of the fifth episode. Mm-hmm. Because they assume everyone's bidging this. So you get this one update. It was at like 275 or 265.
It was like 273 or something weird.
Something like that. Weird
number. Yeah.
And like, here's what they're playing for. But this is why the layers of these offers work. Because when they do announce it to the cast, and I thought they would give us one update later, which we didn't get. But if they did, it's like Julie can take this offer and take $15,000 away from the trust for herself. And then the next thing that happens is Jay is then able to be like, I'm out the game because I'm taking this mm-hmm. offer. And they have no idea how much money that offer was. So that allows cover for Julie. Because even if they announce it then, it's like, oh, Jay walked off with $40,000 because that's mm-hmm. 25 grand plus 50 grand. That's $40,000. That's a very reasonable amount of money to be like, I'm going to take that for myself and just leave the game, especially at that point. They added some money to the pot at that point.
They hadn't added the 60,000 yet. The 60,000 came after Jay left.
I think they had added something. I forget why. I think I had it in my head. I was like, okay, it's about $300,000.
They added 25,000 because then Jay took 25,000 and in her exit speech, she said, they just put $25,000 in and now I'm leaving with $25,000.
Right. That's what it was. So it was 300,000 and what, at that point we had 8 players left. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, 325 or
you're almost 400,
300, you're almost 40, 000, about yeah. 8. So it's a little less, I don't know, like 500, I think. So you're close to 40,000. So that gives Julie cover if they were to announce it. And again, I like that's why I think these offers work in unison. It's not just this individual thing. And I actually thought these episodes were much better than the first 4 episodes. I don't know if you felt the same way.
Yeah. Noah Salmond over here said amazing batch of episodes. So Noah is in agreement. I like these episodes. I mean, I liked the premise at the beginning and then I was like, where is this going to go? I will say, I'm not disappointed Bryce went home right away. I think that actually did make these episodes a little bit better. I thought Bryce was a little, I don't know. Bryce just felt like he was playing it up a lot for TV. I did like when Brian said he was a different kind of bird or something. And then Jay got so mad at him for that. And it was just like I thought that was just like a funny Jay calling people out again. Or after Simone had called Jay out, now Jay's calling Brian out for saying something. And it's like, that didn't work out for Simone. Why would that work out for you? But Bryce going home, I actually think made these episodes a little bit better because then the conversation wasn't revolving around, oh, Bryce is a millionaire. It was, okay, all of us realistically do deserve the money. But now how are you going to play this? Because who pissed you off the most?
Yeah, I think the first batch of episodes was establishing, hey, they really want to hammer this home. Hey, we're all winners. We all have a share. So the whole conversation point was who deserves to be here, who's playing for the group, who's being honest. By the time we get to episode 5, we clearly see that the group of players has been split into alliances. They are now calling this a game much more often. I don't think we heard that as much in the first 4 episodes. Now it's like, I'm playing the game. Like, I'm here to win. And now they're on a game show to win money, which is just a different mindset than coming in, hey, this isn't a game. This is a social experiment. We are all winners. There is no game here. It's like whatever you guys want to do with it. It seems like the show and the players were fully embracing that it's a game, that we need numbers, we need votes, we need alliances, we need strategy, we need all these things in order to get to the end. Now, is there one winner or not? You know, we don't know, but at least they were playing a game in these episodes, whereas the first 4, it was like, what are we doing here? Do we deserve it? Are we splitting it? Like, yeah. And not that that's bad TV or that it's not interesting. I think I like both aspects, but the reason we love these shows and we podcast about these shows, you know, Survivor, obviously, and now we're talking about The Traitors, is like, these are game shows where people get eliminated. Not everyone's going to win. There's no participation trophies. And that's part of the deal. You go on these shows and you got to do your best with the rules and with the format given to you to win the game. And that was just not clear or really a part of the trust at its core, was that we are coming in. Our slogan is you're all winners when you walk in here. And now that the production, and not even the production didn't plan on doing this originally, but it has been a clear transition, at least for me, that everyone now is like, even Brian is like, mm-hmm. I'm going to cast a vote because I need to win money. Like that's the person who was,
he got 30 grand.
Yeah. And then, yeah, he had to take, that was an interesting offer with Brian. And I know we're kind of jumping all over the place here. Do we want to go offer by offer or well, test
so
by test?
I think we go offer by offer, but I do want to ask, because most of the people who are listening to this, listening to us talk about this, are Survivor fans. And we always hear, so what's interesting, I'm bringing this up for a reason. The trust started off as, it didn't feel like much of a game, and now it's becoming a game. And Survivor a lot of times starts off as, I don't know you, I don't mind killing you, like get out of here. And then by the end of it, they start to get to the point of like Austin and D, it was like, oh man, like I love you, like we could make this work, whatever. Do you think that if Survivor had a twist similar to the trust of like, you can split it once you get to Final Four, do you think people would do that on that show? Or do you think it would like be the opposite of what the trust is, where people would start to bond more on a show like Survivor and want to split often? Or do you think it would go, nah, we got to have a sole Survivor?
I think with Survivor, it's like, it doesn't really work just because like sole Survivor is, mm-hmm. is the game. You have a winner, you outlast everybody else and you have to get through. Like it just doesn't work. I know the challenge has done this a few times where you can, you know, agree to split. And I'm not a challenge fan. I don't know the exact mechanics. I imagine it's something like there's a, you know, $500,000, me and Phil, we won as a team. We can both say split, yeah. Or if one of us says steal, you get the whole thing to yourself. And if we both say steal, it gets, you know, goes to the next team or is cut mm-hmm. in half. I don't know, but I do know Johnny Bananas. That's why he's considered a villain. He was in that predicament with another woman on his team and he decided to steal and he was the sole winner of the cash and he screwed over. So I know that does happen in other shows. But I think here it's like, man, Brooke said it. We have one more trust ceremony. Mm-hmm. Like we're way closer to the end than I thought we ever would be. And who knows if that trust ceremony is the final thing. It could be one more trust ceremony to knock people out. And then you have a big decision to make. I imagine it's something like that. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but no, wouldn't work for a Survivor, but I understand it here.
Yeah. So let's talk about the initial offer. And then let's kind of work our way through that. So the initial offer that went to Julie was this 15 grand, you have to take it. And then her offer was whoever she voted for had to go home, right? Was that what it was? Or was it just the person had to go home? That's the one I can't remember.
I think it was she gets 15 grand if somebody gets eliminated, I want to say.
No, I think she had
was to it, vote did she get a vote for the person who goes home?
Because that's where she said, like, I need to cast the vote tonight, or you know, some, like I forget exactly what her wording was, but she needed somebody to go home and she needed it to be the person she voted for, which is why it was easy to get on board with everybody's gonna vote Bryce anyway. So she really started leaning into the Bryce thing. Bryce was an easy vote. As soon as Bryce came out and said he was a millionaire, I mean, it was over. There was no shot. Bryce was a little tone deaf, you know, talking about, oh man, I had to hide my Louis Vuittons and my Armani and this and that and whatever. It's like he was a little tone deaf. His days were numbered as soon as he announced that. Really not too much drama there because Julie got the 15 grand. Brian goes back. Brian, they all trust 100%. Tolu was on to Julie right away, like did not believe her at all. Which makes sense, but they're all believing Brian because why would Brian lie at this point? So Bryce goes home, and then the entire drama starts to unfold surrounding Winnie with Lindsay and all of that stuff. So I feel like that's where the episodes really started to take off. And again, that's the beauty of a show like The Trust being on Netflix and releasing them in the order that they're releasing them and releasing them in batches. You can get away with not having an elimination at the end of an episode and creating the drama by we don't know who the elimination is, and then starting the next episode with a very boring elimination because Bryce was very obviously going to go home, and then just let the rest of the story unfold. Because once Bryce went home, it really started to take off, and that's when I felt like the game really started to change because Jay's Jay's offer, would you have taken this offer, $25,000, but you have to leave?
I think that's based on so many other factors. Like, are you enjoying yourself even living with in this house and being on this TV show? Do you think you have a shot at more money? Like we said, do they even know the current value of the trust? And everyone's been getting these offers. How much is even left of this pot? And even if it is, you know, a high number, if over $300,000, and I'm one of eight people, is that like, and I can get voted out. Like I can easily not make it to the end and not like, is there going to be one winner? Like I don't, if you don't know how this show works and hey, we're watching this show, it's already been shot. We have one episode left and we still don't know how this show ends. If you're playing that game, you're like, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I can totally see it from Jay's perspective that, hey, I'm just going to get my $25,000 and get out of here. It was interesting to see how once Bryce went home, it really was a split house. It was pretty much, you know, men versus women. That was
Julie
it. And
Lindsay was with the men.
Lindsay was kind of floating towards the men. And Julie was floating towards the men. And then once Jay goes home, it's like, you know, Tolu and Winnie realize, hey, we got nobody. Like we are now on the bottom. And now with these votes, I mean, I'm curious. It doesn't feel like Winnie and Tolu ever considered the fact of making peace and just not voting anyone out. They're like, we have to vote. It's almost like we know there's going to be someone who goes home, so let's not even go there.
You mean like when Lindsay tried to come in and she was like, can I come in? And they're like, no, not really. And like that was, and she just like walked away.
If I know Lindsay is against me, I'm probably not going to let her know that I know that and then kind of feel her out and like see like if she, cause maybe she truly is in the middle and that she still is up for grabs if we have a convincing argument on what we want to do. But it went full force anti Lindsay instead of saying, hey guys, we don't have to vote here, which I don't know. Obviously it didn't work out for Winnie, but I think that fuel that Winnie started with her speech, that did eventually send Lindsay home ultimately before Tolu went home, because Tolu's still here and Lindsay's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Winnie ends up going home, and it really what ended up happening here, in my opinion, is Winnie and Tolu's game just caught up with them. Winnie and Tolu were playing a very aggressive game early. The women were trying to vote people out when they voted out Jewels. Like that was something you saw it when they revealed the votes, which came before, it was before Winnie went home. No, it was after Winnie went home, because they all said we were going to vote for Winnie. So after Winnie went home, it really showed like the women were playing the game so much more aggressively early on than the men were. And maybe that's kind of what, when they were casting this show, they wanted more people who would be aggressive, but then they wanted the people who'd be, you know, not playing the game as hard. This way, eventually, maybe that would crisscross. And it did, because the men eventually said, oh, man, if we don't vote for Winnie, Winnie and Tolu are playing the game and they're going to vote people out. They just voted out Bryce and we know it was the women who made those votes. Jay is now gone. We need to get rid of one of them because they are going to vote for us. And you're starting to see what these offers are, which the offers are starting to get. Now they don't know this, but they can start saying this, well, what if the offers start getting to the point of like, we got to vote somebody out. Now, obviously they knew that for the Lindsay one, you know, Brian ends up finding out, but it's just, It really was an interesting little development there of here come all of a sudden the men have to wake up and start playing the game. And I think Gasper's really the only guy who has any idea what he's doing. I think Jake writing down Lindsay's name was so stupid. I don't think it was purposeful. Sometimes I'd say, oh, maybe it was a strategy. I don't think it was. And Brian really hasn't played the game.
Wait, Jake a nice did, guy. Did I don't think Jake did write Lindsay.
No, he wrote Lindsay as the person he trusts the most at the poker.
Oh, right. Which yeah, no, stupid. The test, people are playing the test really stupidly.
Yeah, really dumb. So, like, now the men have to play the game a little bit, and Winnie goes home. But I personally think Tolu is going to end up getting money at the end of this. I don't think Tolu is going to go home. And if anything, I could see Tolu kind of pulling that move, and I don't want to spoil the Traitor season one if you haven't seen it, but I'm assuming most of you have, but pulling the move at the end of the game where it's like, no, I'm not ready yet, and voting for somebody when they all think that it's going to be over and okay, we're going to split it four ways. I could see Tolu throwing a vote and getting somebody out.
especially the way this whole show works, is one vote can send you home, mm-hmm. and you don't have to vote. I could see us being left with four people, and it's like, hey, you guys all split this four ways. If any of you guys write down a name, that person is gone, or you can all agree to split it. And then Tolu totally mm-hmm. axing somebody right there. I mean, I think that's what you want from this show. That's what you, and this, I think, is something, and maybe they couldn't, hey, I'm not there. But if Winnie and Tolu realize they're kind of on the bottom, and then they try to play up, hey, let's keep us all intact. We've had our feud with Lindsay and Julie, but we want to come together. That's what you want, is like, let's all agree not to vote and then have someone go back on their word and vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you want. That's what this format is designed to give us, is like an extreme betrayal or sabotage like that, or just extreme strategy where your whole goal is to convince everybody not to vote so that your sole vote can take over and have that immense power in the game. So maybe that is how it ends. Maybe it's one of these things. We have one more trust ceremony. The offer likely pushes someone to go home. It seems like that's what they're doing. They're using these offers. They're having these clauses where you either have to vote or you have to send somebody home. And that, you know, the amount of money they're putting with, especially as this trust, the fund increases of the trust, they can offer more money to individual players. And it's like, hey, yeah, sorry, I need someone to go home in order for me to get my like 75 grand guaranteed. Like, yeah, I don't have a problem doing that. And then we're down to four, and we get something like I just mentioned.
Well, and because they do say at the beginning of the show that you're going to split $250,000. So it seems like all of the additional money that gets put into the trust is getting offered to other people, and that's why it starts off as 15 grand, because they're only like $15,000 over the 250. And it seems like they're really gonna get this, where at the end you are splitting $250,000. It's just gonna be a matter of, did other people get money throughout the game? And that's where I wish we would have had the confessional from Julie of like, I have $15,000 banked. Because the fact that we didn't get that confessional and she was the first one to get that money, it would have been nice for like them to wink at us and say, yeah, we know, and she did get the 15 grand, like that is locked in, don't worry. And she's really excited about it. I mean, her whole story has been, I grew up poor and I'm hot. She has said that numerous times. I just want to make sure that's still in there. And it's like, why would we not get the payoff of that? Which the payoff of that is her getting the $15,000 here. I mean, that should be something.
I don't know. I feel like we get enough of it when it happened. Like, we saw her full reaction. She's in a private moment already. It's not like she's in a group of people and then we need to jump to
do something.
I'm just saying, talking about the confessional of like, we already are seeing her authentic private reaction. Like, she's not, when you jump to confessional, it's often I'm in a group of people and I'm like nodding along like, Phil, you're making great points on this podcast. Then we cut to the confessional of this podcast. I'm like, Phil sometimes just says the dumbest shit. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what you get out of confessionals, is information you couldn't have got from the scene due to one circumstance or another. But when we see her with Brooke, no one else is around. She's able to authentically react and give her honest opinion on it. I guess what you're saying is you want to see a confessional based on her strategy moving forward. But I mean, she does get back to the house immediately. And Tolu's tossing out Bryce as a name, and we get her confessional saying, oh, I thought I was going to have to come in here and strategize and push out a name and convince people to vote. But now people are tossing out names themselves. I'm going to hop on board so I get my 15 grand. Like, I feel like we did get enough of that.
I feel like, so pretty much the way I look at this compared to Survivor is, we know somebody has to play an idol in order to survive. And we know it's going to be successful because we know they're going to play the idol and we know that they're going to survive. Like, we know it's going to happen. But they still start off the next episode with that person being like, I got him. We saw the private moment for Julie where she was talking to Brooke, but she still, then Brooke says, you need to vote somebody out. You need to do it. And she does talk about, oh, good, they're throwing around names. But when Bryce goes home, considering she did have a little bit of relationship with Bryce, I think there should have been a confessional after that of like, yeah, I'm a little upset that Bryce went home, but he's a millionaire. I got my 15 grand. I'm happy. Like, there was no epilogue.
There's no punctuation on earning that 15 grand.
Yeah.
But to me, that's like 15 grand in terms of like,
I mean, Julie's never been poorer. I'm just saying, it seems like Julie, like,
I don't know. It's like 15 grand still seems like not the 50, but it's like
if I offered you 15 grand right now, would you take it?
Yeah, but that like for them, you're getting that tax probably cut in half. Then you have game show tax on top of that. Like you're probably seeing 8,000 maximum, which no one's turning down 8,000, but you're not going to have like a bawling, crying confessional. Like this is life changing, you know, 8 grand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I don't know. I mean, Julie's just been kind of saying that the whole time. So I thought we'd get it. But anyway, okay. So we skip past that. We go to the blowing out the candles thing. This is where Lindsay ends up getting in trouble. And it just kind of is what it is. This is where Winnie gets to go into the vault, right? It was Winnie who got to go into the vault. Winnie, what was Winnie's situation, right? Winnie did go into the vault. I'm not making this up.
No, she did. She got the card during the challenge. She took her blindfold off.
She was the first one out.
Yeah, the only one out because they were playing until somebody got three. And this is one of those tests where, like, if you're playing, it's like, and Lindsay kind of did this. She just got caught in the crosshairs. I think Lindsay actually probably played it right. It's like you don't vote for the person who you think's the biggest liar.
Yeah.
Like you just throw your vote on someone who you are openly opposing to in the public eye of whatever game you're playing. I even hear Gasper say it. He's like, we had to pick somebody. Like, yeah, I saw you as the leader of the alliance that's against us. And so we picked you. And that's kind of how you play. I don't think any of them actually thought Winnie was the biggest liar.
No.
But it is interesting how, I mean, you see these types of tests and challenges on a lot of shows. We even see it on Survivor sometimes. And I feel like so often the players are like, oh, I get it. The show's trying to be mean to each other and, you know, call each other out. And we're not going to fall victim to it. We know we have to pick somebody. It seems like this cast is just falling into the trap every single time for these tests. And they are working extremely well. I mean, even the poker game, which was supposed to be, let's build everybody up. Let's add some chips to the pot. Let's say some positive things about players. I mean, even who's your closest ally? The guys not calling out each other and being like, yeah, Lindsay, weapon double agent, let's put that out as public information to everybody else. And Lindsay gets pissed, and she's absolutely right. Now, I don't think she reacted correctly in how she approached the men and started like berating them and yelling at them. I don't think that's ever going to work in your favor. But I think if she was more calmly saying like, hey guys, I'm with you, but that was kind of messed up to just write my name as closest ally. And Jake's like, well, I thought she wanted, I would give her a chip because she didn't have many. It's like, dude,
terrible.
You know, everyone's looking in. You like, these are kind of the challenges that I would like to see on the traders. We often talk about that traders get no information and they wouldn't be exactly this, but I mean, something that is a little bit more telling, I think would be helpful because these are causing, that's what you want out of a test or exercise or a drill, whatever you want to call it, even a challenge, you could say. It's like you want it to carry into the story of the show. And these have all, I mean, besides the shuffleboard thing where no one went for the immunity, these have all really, really landed in getting people to fall right into the trap.
Yeah. And so that's where like the short guy says, can we talk about how bad Winnie and Tolu played, and then says Lindsay is also a terrible player for sure. And just rounding out the trio here, felt like Winnie and Tolu didn't think two episodes ahead. They acted like a-holes for no reason when they could have just lied and been chill and played the game. My thing is, though, I don't think Winnie and Tolu played very well. I agree. I think they were too aggressive. I think Lindsay didn't play very well because her reactions were not correct. I don't think any of the guys have played well except for Gasper, though. I think Gasper is the only one who's actually played this game well. Yeah, Brian's doing well because he's telling everybody the truth the entire time. And that's in a game like this, it's kind of like, okay, he's telling the truth. But I feel like there's going to be some sort of twist that's going to be like, if you can vote out the person that everybody thinks is the most truthful, which was Brian, you'll get 15 grand. Like, who knows? I'm sure there's going to be something. So you don't know what you're doing. I honestly feel like Gasper is the only one who's even playing remotely well on this show right now.
Yeah, I think Tolu and Winnie, they weren't so bad. I think they should have seen them losing numbers earlier. Like they did figure out, like you got to give it to Winnie and Tolu for cracking. Hey, Lindsay lied to us when she said she didn't pick anyone for the lies question, which again shouldn't be that big of a deal. There was no stakes in that game. It's not like if anything, it's like, hey, Winnie got to go to the vault. Like, you wanted to be the person who got selected as the biggest liar. So, like, if I'm Lindsay there, I'm saying, hey, Winnie, I selected you because there are candles already on you and I thought it was going to be a good thing, or I wanted the game to be over with as quickly as possible. So I saw it was you. Like, I don't want to cause anything. It doesn't, like, that's, you kind of got to deflate all of these tests they're throwing at you. But instead, they amped it up to the maximum. Like, this matters so much. I can't believe you think I'm the biggest liar. It's like, this game, that's not about who's the biggest liar. It's just kind of about where people stood and who people were going after. So, I mean, at least that's what it should have been about. So, Lindsay, like, why lie to them? Why go after them if you're going to lie to them? I don't know.
I don't want to look too far ahead on this, but based on what you're saying here, do you think that the trust can have a season two?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Sure. You don't think that it's like too easy to kind of game it moving forward? Like, you're going to get the people who want to come out and be like, oh, I'm going to be so smart, I'm going to get rid of this person. But then the other people who are like, none of this actually matters. Do you think there's just going to be enough people that didn't watch it who go and play it?
You either get people who didn't watch it, or once you get there, I think you can also design the test in a way which they have to be more revealing. Like, I think the revealing of the passive votes was like such a good one because everyone's getting money every time you do it. And then if everyone does it, it doubles. And if it's almost worse, if you don't share. So like, then you're putting everyone on blast publicly. And that's not something you can really game or plan for. I think some of the, hey, put people in line and rank them. Will that play again if everyone sees the show? Probably not. Will this lying thing work? Probably not. But I think that's just on the show to come up with more ways that are going to drive more drama and have them be maybe a little bit more explicit earlier on, like we saw with this past votes envelope thing, because I think that was really good.
Yeah, the envelope thing was really good. Hannah Delaney here says, I haven't seen the show, but I'm loving listening to you all talk about it. I'm a fan of Gasper's comedy / his podcast, so I'm hoping he makes it till the end. I didn't even know he had a podcast.
Hey, we should collab with Gasper.
We should. Hannah, call Gasper for us. Also, thanks for listening, even if you didn't watch the show.
Yeah, if you haven't watched The Trust and you're watching the recap of episodes 5 to 7, like, hey, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, go watch it because Gasper pretty much killed it tonight. Now, what was Winnie's offer again when she went down?
I think it was she would get 20 grand and then, or 25 grand. She lied and it was 8 grand.
She said a lower number than what it really was, but the rest of what she said was true.
And wow, man, there's so many offers.
Why I'm drawing a blank on this one. The short guy was paying attention better than us. What short guy? Get in here. Tell us. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on what she was offered. I remember the 20.
I think it was somebody needed.
Oh, that's right.
To go home.
To get someone out, or she goes out. That's what it was. Somebody needs to go home. And that was when the conversation became, I will make sure, like Tolu said, I'm going to cast the vote tonight because I'm not going to let one vote negate Winnie's vote and send her home. And then that was when they voted.
Right. And that's when they started having these kind of fears about Julie. Like, hey, Julie, like, are you with us? Because like, if we don't get someone out, then Winnie goes home. Are you with Winnie? Are you with Jake? Which, I mean, all you need is like 2 votes basically.
Yeah.
In a game like this. But that's another great offer because, again, the show is telling us everyone's winners, blah, blah, blah. And then they throw something like this where now we're guaranteed an elimination. Like, they're never all going to get to the end and split the money if someone's getting an offer like this, because either Winnie goes home or she gets someone else to go home. So it's like you're getting eliminations guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly. You have to, because the people who are getting hit with the offers, and the offers are things where, like, what I liked about the first one was you brought it up last week. You said it's not really an offer because you're saying this is, if you look at it, you have to take it. So it's not an offer. The offer is that we're offering you the option to take this. The, like, what's in front of you isn't actually an offer.
Right.
And now it's
a mandate. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a mandate. If you take it, it's a mandate. If you don't take it, then, well, you refused our offer to take the mandate. But like, then it gets to the point of, like, with Brian's, we see the evolution throughout this game where then it gets to Brian's and it's, well, Winnie's is if you don't succeed in this, you go home. And then Brian's is, if you don't take this, somebody else gets it. So it's forcing your hand to take it, because Brian the whole time was, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. Well, then he gets 30 grand and it's three random votes. And honestly, for him, it's like, great, I got 30 grand. I don't really care.
I don't deserve this, Phil.
I don't deserve. Oh, my God. I know. I like Brian. He seems like a really sincere guy. He's sincere on a level that I don't understand. I think that's really what it comes. The fact that
the show made you get 30 grand. And again, you're going to add more money to the pot. The money's already over 250,000 that you started with. So
this is the short guy. Do you think they gave Brian that great of an offer because the show likes his morals? Do you think it was skewed for Brian?
It could be. I don't know. It's weird with these offers. Like, are they locked in beforehand, or are they just like have their list of options of offers, you know, sans the money value? You can always switch out the money value depending where you are in the season, and the further we get, the higher they'll be. And they just kind of, I'm sure they had some plan, especially because of, like I'm saying, how they're all so connected with how, like, Julia could take hers because then Jay takes hers without revealing the number, so that when the prize pool is revealed, that she's like, because they're working in unison so well, mm-hmm. I think they had an order pretty much locked in. But it does feel weird. It's like Brian's gotten the most money, and it's like, as an audience, you're like, hell yeah, I'm rooting for that guy to walk out of here with something before he gets completely mm-hmm. bamboozled. And then Jay is like the perfect one to be like, yeah, I can see how Jay is like over this, you know, she's whatever in her 70s, and she's like, I'm done yeah. with this house. Like, give me my 25 grand. I don't really care. It does seem like a little bit these offers are kind of perfectly catered to who's walking in.
Yeah.
I also gotta say, I love the vault intro that it gets. They play this like music, and they always show the pool, and it's like, and then it like pans below the pool as if the vault's actually below the pool, which probably, you know, almost 100% isn't. And then they have the high pitched, and they're showing the gold bars and the money and the list. And every time we go into that vault, man, that whole intro package with the music is really well done and gets me going.
Yeah. I like the vault. I think the vault's a fun place for everything to end. And I like that they're all going to the vault at the end of this one. And like, they're all going to have a decision to make. The vault's a fun setting. And you were talking about how the show takes itself a little too seriously. The vault itself isn't that serious, but Brooke, every time she's in there, honestly, and like
when Brooke pops up and stuff clicking, this was something I did notice and didn't like, because we used to go in with two people in the first batch of episodes, two people going in together. There was no Brooke there. And now that it's been one person, they're like, okay, they need a sounding board. We need to hear their inner dialogue. We can't use a confessional. We want to stay in the vault. Let's throw the host. And so now the intro, when it like, and then it's like, Brooke will just be standing there like arms crossed. And I'm like, Brooke, man, you're kind of killing my intro to the vault.
Yeah.
So out of place. Oh, you gotta love Brooke. I'm probably being too mean to her, too harsh to her, but
I mean, I just don't know if Brooke. I think the problem is, I think Brooke is a serious person, because Brooke's entire life has been she's a news anchor, right? She was like a reporter. She interviewed people in serious situations, and this show just isn't that serious.
But if you look at the role of what she's mainly used for, like, are like setting up these tests, which are all very serious, and then the cliffside vote eliminations. She's sitting there having a one-on-one conversation with the person, like, how are you feeling? What's going on with this? And she does basically like a sideline interview. She's like a sideline reporter. She's like Molly McGrath for ESPN. Mm. Shout out Molly, went to high school with her. Nice. It's like she's a sideline reporter, like getting the scoop, getting the info. And it is a little more intimate because she's interviewing like a person one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And so like that skill translates. Again, I don't think this show needs a host. I feel like it's almost like there should be like this mystery figure that's like brought them here. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
We're in agreement on that. And we talked about
that. You don't want like a comedian host. And that's usually what you go for in a game show. And like even Jeff Probst doing this, like that would feel like a Jeff Probst, the event like type, where he's like snarky and then like asking pointed questions. Also, I just, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like you could get away without having a hose because it doesn't feel, there's something off.
Yeah, the short guy says Brooke is essential and she's perfect. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's something there, but let's before this podcast goes for 7 hours, because I don't want that. What the reveal of the votes. I really like the incentivization.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Does it sound right? It doesn't. But the incentivizing that they did here, where they made it so that 5,000 for each person who shared, if you get the full 30, we'll double it and make it 60. Now, granted, it's like, oh, 60. Yeah, half of that's going to end up going with Jay as she heads off to her vacation in the Dominican Republic.
But she was long gone. She was gone.
I'm just saying somebody's going to end up getting some of this money that's not going to be you guys. But what did you think about that? Was that, it felt like the right amount of incentive to me. But do you think that in future seasons, if they do this exact same twist, people will be a little bit more reluctant to show their votes?
If anything, I don't really care about doing this twist together. If anything, I think it's like, has it in people's heads, like, I can't vote willy-nilly because at some point I'm going to be put to the test and whether I reveal them or not.
Mm-hmm. Which is what I said last week. I didn't watch the preview for this week. So last week when I was talking, I said I would vote every time to make sure I don't go home. And you said, oh, well, in the preview, they're going to do this. And it makes you second guess it. It makes you think about it.
Dilemmas are good. We always like that. Put people in really tough spots. And it's like fork in the road, pros and cons to each. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. I feel like we heard that 1,000 times this episode. Mm-hmm. But what comes with that is also like, maybe we won't eliminate people, or maybe we'll play it a little more safe. Mm. If I know my votes are going to be put on blast or ready to read. I don't know. I doubt that happens, but I think there could be negative consequences to, you know, having a season one where this is a test and everyone comes in like, my votes are going to get exposed. I'm not going to play as aggressively.
Do you think that the revealed votes are going to come back to haunt anybody? We saw that it did haunt Lindsay. I mean, Lindsay was going to go, but I feel like Lindsay was in a little bit of a tricky spot anyway. Do you think it'll end up hurting Julie?
I don't think so. I mean, she had already told Jake about it too, which I think really helped her. It was like, hey, I voted for Simone. I think her reasoning was really sound. Like, she's like, hey, look, Jay told me she was voting someone 100%. And I was almost sure it was Jake. So I was just trying to like balance the checkbooks here, help us all get through. And either, you know, Jay didn't vote or we both voted for someone. So I don't know if that's going to be held against Julie. I think Julie's actually in a very good spot here because I don't know. I feel like at this point, everyone knows how poor she is She's this far in the game. Like, I think they're gonna eliminate one more person, and then I think we're gonna get some sort of like, you know, anonymous kick someone out type deal.
This game feels like it's heading towards ending with a prisoner's dilemma. It does feel like that's what it's gonna end with. It feels like it's gonna end with, and I don't know if they'd go to the extreme of if you both vote for somebody, the money gets split to third place or something like that, or whatever, or gets split.
Oh yeah. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah. They're going to do something like that. But I think that you're going to get to a final two.
See, how are we getting to two though?
Okay. Well, let's say, okay. But here's how I do think that question I brought up from Goombas at the beginning. And like the short guy says here, like the end of the traders,
what are these names? Goombas.
Hannah Delaney with a very normal name. And okay. Brendan, good job, now, Hannah Delaney. Just finished watching your new era, differences podcast, your Patreon preview. Patreon.com/thespecialist. Luckily noticed we were live. Like, those are normal names, but the short guy and Goombas are not. I think we could get to a situation where we get down to like four. Cause right now, are there five left or six?
There's
left?
Five. And they said explicitly one more trust ceremony. Now, so I'm not naive in thinking that's the finale final segment. I think there's maybe one. Yeah. We have one more test. Trust ceremony, but we have one more test.
It's going to be similar to the Suri, Ari, Quentin, I can't remember her name, at the end of the Traitors. What was her name? I can't remember. But it'll be similar to that situation where it's like, you can all take money. If all of you vote, then, you know, the money, whatever, you know, whatever it is. I think one person will vote and they'll vote somebody out. And
it all goes to Jewels if you all vote.
Yeah, right. But I could see, like, let's say the next person to go home is Tolu, right? Because the guys won't vote for each other. They have to vote for somebody, so they vote out Tolu. I could see Gasper throwing a vote at Jake or throwing a vote at Julie in a Final Four situation like that to split them up and be like, well, now I have the votes. And then it gets to a Final Three and it's like, well, who voted that person out? This is ridiculous. What happened? And I think that this is heading towards somehow a prisoner's dilemma at the end where Julie either screws over Jake or somebody screws over Brian because Brian and Jake just aren't playing.
Especially if Brian's been like very open to everybody. I kind of forget here. Has he told the entire house that he won 30 grand?
No, I don't know. I don't know if he told everybody.
I think he told at least Jake and Gasper.
Told the guys.
So, I mean, if that gets out that Brian's already got 30 grand banked, and then it looks like in the preview, I don't know if you watched the preview, it looks like Julie lets everybody know that she took the offer over at the Lagoon, the secret mm-hmm. vault. She comes clean. So, I mean, if these people are calling out how much money they already have, and I'm like, I'm Tolu or I'm Jake, I mean, or if I'm Gasper, I'm like, hey, man, they've already gotten some of their money. I want it all for myself.
Yeah, and I think that will have an impact. I mean, I think Julie, that is somebody, I think Gasper could say, look, you already made 15 grand. I want to get more. I think jealousy does come into it a little bit, and strategy. I think Tolu and Gasper could be the final two. I could see the two of them, like, because they're actually playing the game hard, figure out a way where they start voting people left and right. I mean, Jake and Brian are so easy to manipulate. If you want to get Jake and Brian out of this game so you're only splitting with three people, you can do it. There's no way you couldn't do it. You can do it so easily. Mm-hmm. And with the twists and the offers that they're going to throw into the game this late, it's going to be easy. Like, it's going to be easy to make it so that people are going home. I can see it. I don't know. There's that really famous, I forget what show it was. I don't know. You took econ classes at Miami. I don't know if you ever had the teacher who used to show it, but it was from a show. And it was a prisoner's dilemma at the end. And it was like a guy sitting across from like a mother. And like, they're talking about, oh, if you just don't vote, this will happen.
Oh, it's the golden circle it's split or steal, right?
Split or steal. Is that what it is? And he ends up doing it. And the crowd just goes nuts. And like this single mom is just destroyed.
Oh, no. I remember there's an opposite version on split or steal. And it's like this. And I don't think it's a mom. I think she's like this woman in her like early 20s. And it's like this against this like businessman. And she's like begging him the whole time, like, you're not going to steal. Please, please don't steal. And she's like, I don't know. Like, I don't trust you or you. And he goes on and on. She plays this like innocent victim. And like, boom, they reveal he split. And then she ends up stealing. Like, she convinced him so much that she was afraid. And she pulls it over everybody. There's some great
and that's great the one that Julie could absolutely pull on Jake if it gets down to a final two between the two of them.
Yeah.
God, that would be glorious. But do you think we're going to get to that situation, or you think we're going to
get? I just don't know if we're going to get to a final two. I don't know how we get there unless we have like, okay, we have one more trust ceremony and we're at five. And then we like, we somehow, the people with the two highest amounts of votes go home. So if there's a 1-1 tie, guess what? Can't use that trick. You're both out of here.
Yeah.
Two people are, now we're down to final three. Then it's like vote. So two people have to agree to vote out one other person. Boom. There. I mean, I don't know if they're ever going to do votes. I feel like they want to stay away from votes just because this show is doing so many things differently from mm-hmm. other formatted competition shows. Like, there's no physical challenges. There's no immunity aside from that one thing at the shuffleboard. Like, getting immunity is not really a deal. That's big in every, like, that's big in cooking shows. Big yeah. Survivor, obviously, but that's big everywhere. And so I feel like this show is leaning so let's not do what other shows do that I think a vote coming up would be pretty surprising.
Yeah, I agree. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, even as we're having this discussion, though, I am enjoying this show quite a bit. I really am.
I'm having fun with it. I think that, yeah, this batch, I think, was much better.
Yeah, I really do think that this is a worthwhile show, and this is a show I would definitely recommend. Like, if you're looking for a quick binge of a reality TV
show. If you're this far, if you're 54 minutes into the episode 5-7 recap, like, I hope you're,
or you just like us.
You're not like you have actually like watched the show. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Brendan in the now is over here asking us about fantasy football leagues. We'll talk about that elsewhere. We'll have to figure that out on a different show, the Phil and Will show or something. We can't be doing that.
That sounds like a Phil and Will show talk. And if you haven't watched last night's episode of the Phil and Will show, that's a must watch.
Yeah, we talk a lot. Even if you're not a big sports person, we do that for a little bit, but we talk a lot about TV and we talk a lot about Succession. And we talk about kind of like just great TV shows overall. And you get to hear Will just swoon over 24. I mean, this kid, 24, you gotta convince people 24 is a religion, man, because you.
I mean, you, if any show is a religion for me, it's Lost. Lost is more of a religion. Mm-hmm. 24 is just, I can't believe you haven't watched it, Bill. That's crazy. It is funny too. You go back and you watch 24. And it's like, oh, I can see, like, I've shown it to people like 20 years later, and like, oh, I can see every twist coming. And it's like, oh, it's because 24
invented
started
that.
They started this like high-paced serialization with twists every episode. Like, that's kind of where that all stemmed from. So
yeah. So that's the Phil and Will show. Make sure you listen to that. And actually tomorrow night, so the Traders is obviously on tomorrow night. Will and I are going to be podcasting that Friday morning of all things. So that'll be a fun one. We'll be doing Friday morning. We got to figure out the exact time, but I'll set that up.
That's going to be an in-person.
It's going to be in person. Might be sitting right here.
Should we go in two separate rooms? We'll be awkward sitting next to each other. I think we did
used
that once.
We used to do two different rooms when we would podcast in the same apartment. When we lived together, we would sit in two separate rooms and podcast. You'd sit in the living room.
It feels more natural if I'm looking at you on the camera. I think we did one podcast from your old apartment for the Korog finale.
We did.
And I feel like, I don't know, we were sitting on like a couch or something.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
I don't even know how it worked, but we might have to bring back the awkwardness and give that a go.
We'll have to see. But that'll be for the Traders. That'll be Friday morning. And tomorrow night, John and I are going to be podcasting. We're going through the Marvel movies. We're up to Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. But more importantly, we're podcasting the new Mean Girls movie, which I despised with passion. So that'll be a fun podcast to talk about, like, all the things I feel like they got wrong in that remake. I just feel like they could have done so much better. So yeah, we'll be talking about that. That's tomorrow night with John and I, cinema specialist. And again, if you're looking for all this stuff, I know Brandon in the now just said it. Subscribe, hit that little bell thing. Is that what gives you the notifications? I don't know. But subscribe, like this video, and this way you can be in tune with everything that we're releasing. We're releasing a lot right now. We're releasing more than we've ever released on this channel. I mean, the month of January, I think we've almost released an episode a day. So it's been a lot coming out, but it's so much fun. And it's just like, we're really leaning into covering a little bit of everything and seeing what we can build this into. And the trust was a Game of Greed was not something I ever would have watched and ever would have podcasted. But I'm glad that, you know, we were looking for something else to do, kind of branch out, see what could work. And I'm really happy I'm watching the show because it's definitely been worthwhile. And I can't wait to talk about the Traders tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or Friday morning. Sorry. The Traders will tomorrow technically for where
we're like really late. No, I'm going to be there.
You're going to be in the air. Yeah, it's going to be Friday at like 9 a.m. Eastern is what I'm thinking is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll confirm that and we'll put that out there. So thank you all so much for listening. Let us know what you're thinking. Put your comments in this video. Let us know how you think it's going to go. I've been trying to respond to pretty much everybody's comments. So let us know how you think the trust is going to play out, because honestly, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get down to 4 to 3 to 2. I don't know.
Maybe I think it'd be cool if the trust didn't have like one winner. Like, I'd be very,
I think
cool
so too. I think it's better
with like having a pair or a trio win. And I think that's like, it's totally okay if that happens.
Yeah. I think it's actually better for the show, and it differentiates.
It's separate. It does what it's doing, where we're not this like whittle it down and figure out a way to cast one winner. Like, that's fine.
Yep. Yeah. I totally agree. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Wednesday. That's when the finale happens. So we'll be talking to you then, and thanks for listening.